The Bert Show.
All right, Cassie, it's okay to move your kid's birthday because they can't read a calendar yet. You could tell them that their April birthday is in December and they'd be like, oh, this is the greatest thing. However, when you're dealing with adults and anniversaries, it's got to be a little different.
I want to make a proposal to my husband, but I want to run it through you guys first to make sure that I'm not totally out of line and being an a-hole, which has been known to happen, right? I think this is a brilliant idea, but sometimes I'm a social cue, so let's see. We are entering our busy season for celebrations, and what I mean by this is every week until the end of January, we have a family's birthday birthday, or some other big event, or an anniversary, or a Thanksgiving, Christmas, what have you. I mean, I'm talking like 15 different things coming up, starting with today, which is my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Hazel.
Oh, happy birthday, Hazy.
Thanks. She's 5 today. I cannot believe that.
And she's celebrating with the flu or something?
Yeah, she's got the flu.
Neat.
Yeah,
oh,
it's hit her pretty hard. So, poor little kiddo. But anyway, and then in 5 days, it is my wedding anniversary with my husband. We did not plan this well. You know, like, they're back to back. So, I want to propose to my husband that we move our wedding anniversary to, like, next June. 6 months. Bump it 6 months because we have nothing going on in the summer. There are no birthdays like in our immediate family. It's literally all right now in this stretch through the end of December. My parents, his sister, his nephew, my sister, like Max, Hazel, like all right now. And I'm just like, it is too much. And what happens is our anniversary kind of keeps getting glossed over or we don't really celebrate it fully because we're like, oh, we got to go all in on Hazel's birthday and then all in on like my parents' birthdays, which are back to back days. Which is kind of cool as a couple, honestly. So I'm like, let's move it 6 months. But then I don't know if that's going to come off the wrong way as me not prioritizing our relationship.
I hate this idea.
Okay.
I hate it so much. And I'll tell you why. And I'm not going to get too serious about it or anything. But
already said the word hate.
Started on
pretty
strong.
I hate it. It's terrible. It's awful.
But in a playful way.
Yeah, I know.
I hate it in a playful way. I think when couples, there's got to be a start. When couples start to drift apart, right? And I think life gets in the way so much. You get kids, you got a job, he's got a job and all that. And I think I think every important anniversary should be celebrated and you should make yourselves priority. And by doing that time and time again, putting your relationship on the back burner, I really feel like in your soul sets up this sort of almost an expectation that we don't come first. And I think that's where a lot of couples get in trouble.
All right. But to have your back, what she's trying to do is get her relationship off the back burner and put it on the front burner by designating a time for their anniversary where they can actually celebrate.
But here's what I think is that you put it off for another 3 or 4 months or 5 months, right? Life never slows down. There is always going to be something that pops up.
Nobody knows that better than this one over here.
Right, who has her hands full all the time. So there's always going to be an emergency or this or that. So you move it 3 months and then 3 months becomes 4 months and then you miss an entire year. Then all of a sudden you're not celebrating your love at all. I hate the idea.
Man, you make a really compelling case. I was in here, I was like, this is genius. Because Kristen's right. Like, I do feel like we don't prioritize ourselves because... And it's not from a lack of love or us wanting to. It's just everything else seems like, how do you pick priorities in a world of priorities? And the kids are always going to come first. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to carve out a time for us where I'm like, okay, this can really be our month. This can, you know, though you celebrate on a day, nothing else is going on. So we can actually focus on us. But I don't want it to, like, you're right. Like, the way things have been going in my life, especially, there's always some emergency or something that is screwing up my plans. And I don't want to miss the date completely.
I just want you to remind yourself right now, it's a season, not a sentence. So where we are in life with young kids, this is a season, not a sentence. We're going to get out of this. And then you and Chad are going to get some more time. So I love your intention. I think it's a solid one. Just give it 18 more years and then you guys will be fine.
Yeah, I was about to say, as a guy that has a 17-year-old and a 22-year-old, she's wrong. It's a sentence. There's just never going to be a time where life isn't throwing something in front of you.
Bert, you turn me around on that. Because honestly, as a man, when you first said it initially, I don't think I would have thought anything of it. I would have been like, that's cool, let's do it. But it does seem like it could be a gateway to you continuing to do it because it's never the right time.
Hmm. Guys, make some decent points.
Well, what if you celebrated in a small way your anniversary? So, like, let's say your anniversary is like a Tuesday coming up in November. Why don't you just have like a really simple day? You get like a Publix from, or you get a cupcake from Publix. It's not a big deal, but then you just plan a trip for the summer. You know what I mean? Like, you don't totally push off your anniversary as if it's just some day that can be moved, but then it's like, let's just be realistic. We can't go away for 5 days right now.
And if the RVs are rocking, don't come a knocking.
It's a Bird Show.
The Bird Show.